were killed, six others wounded in an Israeli airstrike over Tata, Syria, the state media reported on Wednesday. The official news agency Sana quoted military sources saying the Israeli strikes came from the direction of the Mediterranean Sea and targeted air defense sites. Flooding following torrential rains in the eastern coastal Libyan city of Derna this week has left thousands dead, thousands more missing and/or displaced. But one academic suggested it was a perfect storm of politics and neglect that may have made the city a disaster waiting to happen. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
A major storm dumped 15 to 24 centimeters of rain on eastern Libya late Sunday, causing Derna's two dams to collapse, literally turning city streets into rivers that swept away entire neighborhoods. A research paper published last year by a hydrologist at Libya's Omar al-Mokhtar University warned repeated flooding of the seasonal riverbed in Derna was a threat to the city, saying a flood would be catastrophic. The paper urged immediate steps to ensure regular maintenance of the city's dams. But since the uprising that deposed dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011, Libya's had no nationwide government, with separate rival factions governing eastern and western parts of the nation. The chaotic government situation left the dams, along with much of the region's infrastructure, poorly maintained. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Moroccan researchers have rescuers have joined been joined by international crews from Spain, the United Kingdom, United Arab Emirates, and Qatar. They all sent emergency responders into the mountains, where bodies remain buried under dust and rubble from the earthquake. Moroccan authorities reported 2,900 deaths as of Tuesday. This is VOA News. An air raid on Sudan's war-ravaged Darfur region killed at least